Please welcome in Executive Director of Nebraska Land Days, David Fudge, joining us here. It's Wednesday. A festival is well underway, David. It's been going awfully well so far.
Yeah, I mean, other than the heat last week, which was had a little bit of an impact on us, you know, it's been going really well. Had lots of folks, good rodeos, all four nights of the rodeo. You know, we got kickball tonight. The field is full there. Taps and Tunes tomorrow night is sold out. So we're full on that event, and then we'll wrap it up here Saturday or Friday and Saturday with the concerts and put everything away for another year.
So let's talk a little bit about that Buffalo Bill Rodeo a week ago. It was great weather Wednesday, Thursday. Mm-hmm. Friday, Saturday was a little warm, like you said, but definitely could have been worse. And it seems like the nice weather we had Wednesday and Thursday kind of boosted a little bit of audience participation and attendance.
Yeah, it was. Wednesday and Thursday were as good a Wednesday and Thursday crowds as we've had for quite a while.
Wow.
So those were really good nights. We were off a little bit Friday and Saturday. But even, I mean, we'd get done with the rodeo and normally if it's really brutal out, everybody's kind of wiped out and it really wasn't that bad out there.
I mean,
we had the fortunate part is we had a breeze to work with, which kind of kept everything cool. The major problems were dust and keeping the arena wet enough to do what we needed to do in there. But all in all, good week, good rodeo, and appreciated everybody coming out and enjoying it.
I think people often take for granted the quality we get with the Buffalo Bill Rodeo,
mm-hmm.
especially with the talent. I mean, you want to talk about the best cowboys and cowgirls throughout the nation, throughout the world. Mm-hmm. They're coming here to participate, not to mention a good variety of Nebraska talent as well.
Yeah, and then you throw all of that in with, you know, acts like Ryder Kisner and Bethany Isles and Cody Sosby and... those guys are national finals quality entertainers. And so you got the national finals stock, you got the national finals cowboys, you've got Hall of Fame announcers, Hall of Fame stock contractor, and then you put the specialty acts that we get in the entertainers we get, which have all been NFR quality acts. I mean, it's a really good production. And I sometimes think you're right. I think people take for granted how good a rodeo that really is.
I think the thing that we take for granted the most, just my opinion, is having the Butler & Sons stock contract and Randy Corley, because we've been spoiled with Hadley
spoiled.
And Randy for years.
Spoiled.
We are just, I think that's the perfect way to put it. We're just spoiled with this.
People don't realize how good we have it with those, with that, at that lineage. And we celebrated a milestone this year. It's, of course, our rodeo traces its roots back to 1882, but it was a 75th year of it being a professional, sanctioned professional rodeo. So the executive director of the PRCA was out on Wednesday, presented a plaque to us. And you know, a lot of rodeos don't make it that long. They fizzle out or whatnot, but we've got a really good committee that is dedicated to making sure that thing lives up to Buffalo Bill's name.
Mm-hmm.
They do a good job every year, and I think you see the end result of that last week.
And have we had the Butler & Sons stock contract for 75 years, too?
The entire time.
Wow.
Every year that we've been a PRCA-sanctioned, or RCA back then,
mm-hmm.
but a sanctioned rodeo professionally, we've had the Butler & Sons company, either Benny or Jinx or now Rhett is kind of running things for the most part, but a lot of that family over the years has been very, very good to us.
Yeah, we're blessed, that's for sure.
Yep.
When we talk about the Buffalo Bill Rodeo, I think a lot of folks don't understand the difference between the Nebraska Land Days Committee and the Buffalo Bill Rodeo Committee, two separate entities that work very well together and completely volunteer based.
Yeah, it is. And so the board of directors is actually the Nebraska Land Days is kind of the shell company, and the Buffalo Bill Rodeo Committee is one of our standing committees that reports back to the board. But you can't do, I mean, you have to have a committee that knows rodeo and knows how that works a little bit, and it helps to have Benny and Rhett here making sure the thing actually functions well during the event. But that committee works really hard at making sure that rodeo stays top quality rodeo.
And one of those committees as well, similar to the Nebraska Land Days, where you're already working towards next year by the time this year's rodeo gets underway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they they already kind of have an idea where they're going with some things next year. They'll firm that up at convention, the PRCA conventions out in Vegas during the NFR. So they'll firm that up there, but they've already made some contacts and have some ideas about what they want to do next year.
Putting you on the spot a little bit here, David, but I believe there was some grant funding that the Nebraska Land Days was kind of looking for to increase rodeo even more for some of our participants.
Well, it's,
what's the latest on that?
So we received a grant notification, award letter notification, I think late last week. I want to say Thursday, but they all kind of run together at this point.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was part of the Shovel Ready grant program from the Department of Economic Development. And we received a $650,000 grant, which at the time, a year ago when we submitted, it was half the cost of the structure that we want to put up on the east side. And it's a logistical building. So it'll have showers and locker rooms for some of our athletes coming through. It'll have a warming kitchen in it for our catering operations that go on out there. And then also we'll have what we call green rooms in the entertainment industry, dressing rooms for acts and that sort of thing that we can use during the concert. So it's a building that's actually going to be vital to being able to continue doing what we do, because as touring acts spend more and more time on the road, they're looking for facilities that can service what they be serviceable for what they need to do when they're out traveling. So it's a good get for our, us. It'll be a good building for many, many years to come once it's done.
And another feather in the cap too. I think a lot of folks don't realize this, and this is something that I've learned recently, but there's a lot of contestants with the Buffalo Bill or with rodeo that they get banged up along the road, mm-hmm. and they think to themselves, I just have to make it to North Platte because then they can receive some of the great treatment from Great Plains Health. And this would be another thing too. They might think, well, I can kind of wash up here in Sydney or over in Lincoln because I know I can get a good shower in North Platte.
Yeah, and it's, you know, those sorts of things go a long ways. The sports medicine program at Great Plains Health, they're there for all four performances, not only the perfs, but also the slack that runs in the morning. So those guys are there quite a bit during that week. And then we also have the Justin Sports Medicine trailer, which is Dr. Lawrence Schufelt, who's been our longtime chiropractor. Out there. So we really do try and service the athlete while they're here. We appreciate them coming to North Platte. And so to have nice facilities for them to be able to stop and, you know, clean up a little bit, receive some care, and then move on down the road is important.
I want to talk to you about one of my favorite topics that you and I discuss quite often when we bump into each other, David, and that's the grounds at the Wild West Arena.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of folks don't realize the work that goes into keeping the grounds fresh, up to date, and especially that rodeo arena throughout the entire year.
Right. So it's, you know, it's a lot of people don't realize too, that was part of Buffalo Bill Cody's original ranch.
Mm-hmm.
So we managed to get it back in the 70s. And it does. It takes a lot of time and energy to keep that thing looking nice and making sure that when we need it, the rodeo arena is in top shape for a professional level rodeo. And we work really hard at it throughout the off season. There's a crop that gets planted in there to keep it from blowing, and then we slowly start working it out about 30 days in advance of the rodeo so that by the time we get to the rodeo, it's ready to go. So not only that, but then, you know, the facilities on the backside have been consistently improved year after year. We put some drainage in this year, which we haven't had to deal with a lot of rain so far this festival, knock on wood. There's also a new concessions building that we put up this year that has really improved the efficiency of that operation. So a lot of work goes into that. It's all volunteer. Those folks are dedicated to what we do, and we're grateful for them.
Yeah, absolutely. So this week, David, we look at it. The agenda is a little bit different this week with Nebraska Land Days, but there's still been a lot of great family fun activities at the arena Monday and Tuesday, and that continues today, like you mentioned, with Cowboy Kickball.
Kickball tonight, and then you got Taps and Tunes tomorrow night, which is sold out already. So if you were planning to try and come out and get a ticket to Taps, it's already sold out. So, but there's a couple of things that if you like coming out and eating with the vendors that come in tonight or tomorrow night, you can come out to the arena. It'll be open. You can go in, eat at the vendors. There's no admission charge to get in and do that either tonight or tomorrow. So if you're looking to do that, you want to, you're jonesing for a funnel cake or a corn dog, you can do that. And we've got a really cool new vendor out there called Outlaw Fries. That has been featured on television. So he's really good. And then we've got a new booth out there this year that does some Oriental food, and she's really good. Chicken on a stick. I tried that last week, and it's pretty darn good too. So lots going on tonight and tomorrow night yet. Today's kind of a slow day. We kind of get built back up to get ready to go tomorrow, because tomorrow the stage gets put in. Then, of course, Friday and Saturday are just nonstop from the time we get up to the time we put it away.
And how cool is it that the Lincoln County Courthouse can tie in their 100-year celebration with the festival, too?
Yeah, really. They reached out maybe, you know, late last year and said, hey, we're thinking of doing this. What do you think of doing it during NLD? And I said, why wouldn't you? So it's a great celebration. It's a beautiful building, and we're fortunate to have it here.
So Friday, we really kick off the VRO Summer Jam Concert Series. Tim McGraw, tickets still available for that, David?
Yeah, GA is pretty well what's left for both concerts at this point. The grandstands are pretty well full and picked over. There's some singles up there, but not a whole lot of them. So GA tickets, you can get them online. I encourage you to do that. You can download them to your phone, scan them right at the gate. You can also come out and see us. We can help you with the phone, or you can just come in the building.
And can you give us a reminder, too, on why folks should only use Nebraska Land Day's website in order to purchase those tickets, or by going to the arena?
Yeah, and so there's a number of third-party vendors out there that do have they get a hold of your tickets, and it's not unfortunately, it's not illegal. They can buy a ticket and then resell it on there for a markup. Well, why would you do that when there's still tickets available at face value? So the other part about that is sometimes you deal with some rather unscrupulous people that are behind the scenes on those third-party sites, and they're not afraid to make photocopies of barcodes and tickets and that sort of thing. So what happens in that case is the first scan gets in, but the other, let's say they photocopied it 9 times, the first one gets in, but the other 9 people don't.
Mm-hmm.
So get your tickets to NebraskaLandDays.com. Come on out and see us. Our ticketing vendor is eTix. They're really good at what they do. There's a representative on site the entire time the festival is going on. So get them from NebraskaLandDays.com. You won't have any trouble.
And we learned during the COVID year, too, that you can't trust some of these other vendors. If a concert's canceled because of the pandemic or whatever, you're not going to get a refund from them. Whereas with Nebraska Land Days, you guys made it all right.
We refunded almost $400,000 worth of tickets that year we had to postpone. We're not built to do that, you know. It took a little while because basically they only build those ticketing systems to move forward. They don't build them to go in reverse. We'd never really done that before. So, but we did. We got through it, and we made it right with people.
Yeah, Nebraska Land Days will do that. That's for sure. So encourage folks to come on out. And I was talking to our friend Gary Pearson over at the Chamber last week at one of the rodeos, and I told him, I said, Gary, part of the problem with the Nebraska Land Days Committee and what David does is, how do you make it bigger and better next year? And Gary said, well, I don't know how they do it this year after Tim McGraw, Miranda Lambert. And I said, well, Gary, I told you the same thing last year after Luke Combs and Toby Keith.
Yeah.
It's tough.
It is tough. And it's hard. I mean, it's getting harder. That world's really competitive, and we shoot high every year. We don't always connect, but we're going to shoot for the best we can get.
Shoot for the stars, quite literally.
Well, quite literally. And so we won't have anything to announce this week at the festival, kind of like last year. It'll probably be later on this fall when we actually get around to announcing. But we are working to make sure that we book some acts that live up to kind of the reputation that we've developed over the course of the last decade.
And I really like what's been going on here in recent years, where you have a good combination of a legendary act, a Toby Keith, with a riser like a Luke Combs. This year, it's even more unique because Miranda Lambert's a legend in her own right, but she's not even past her prime by any means. And then Tim McGraw, we know, is a legend expanding decades, but he's still cranking out new music and still doing new stuff with acting now, too.
And what an accomplished artist. And sometimes I don't use that word, but Tim is an artist. Between what he does in his recording, his performing, his acting, he's an author, he's an accomplished author. He and Miranda and the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, by the way, are multiple-time Grammy winners. They're really accomplished artists in their own rights all across the board this year.
And I've told you this before off the air. I think I've said it on the air, too. My grandma said that the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band is the second best concert she ever saw. Garth and Lincoln took the cake a couple years ago.
Yeah. Nitty's one of those legendary bands, and they've changed the pieces out a little bit. And I hesitate to make this comparison because I'm not really comparing the two careers, but the Eagles have done a lot of the similar stuff. They'll change pieces in and out. I saw them last fall in Denver, and Vince Gill is playing, and then Deacon Fry is playing a lot of his dad's stuff. So they keep changing pieces out, but they're really legendary bands. And Nitty Gritty's done the same thing. They've changed some pieces out, but Fishing in the Dark is 40 years old this year, and they're celebrating that as they move around the country this year. And we'll get
country music anthem.
Oh my golly. So yeah, it's really, really an accomplished lineup this year. You know, we've got a couple of fresh faces on it with King Calloway Friday night. It's a little band I caught down in Nashville at convention last fall. I just loved them. Thought they'd be great here. And Bells is from over in Omaha. Jamie Shilkin is her last name, and neat lady. She'd been trying to make it and for a really long time. And her daughter Jamie is the face of that group. They signed with a talent agency last fall, and things are starting to click for them. So to be able to get a Nebraska band on the stage with Miranda, I thought was a great idea.
And then Chris Lane, too. He's established, but we've not seen him peak quite yet.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Chris has still got some legs, and he's got some new music out again. So he's a good act as well, and glad you mentioned him, because he's going to add to that concert tomorrow night.
Absolutely.
Or Friday night.
Friday night.
Yeah.
They all run together, especially if you're out there at the arena as much as you are.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. These are long days, but we're about ready to roll back into rest mode here for a little bit, and then we'll really kick her into gear for 2023.
Now, David, we know that there might be some long lines out there at the Wild West Arena Friday and Saturday, so what can we as concert goers and the general public do to help things out, not only when we try to get through the gates, but while we're inside the arena as well?
Well, a couple things. We spent a lot of time on that this offseason. You know, how can we improve the entry process? And so one of the things you'll encounter right away is instead of wanding, we have walkthrough scanners.
Cool.
There'll be a bank. There'll be 17 walkthrough scanners out there that ought to improve flow into the arena. And we'll ask people, you know, hey, if you have your ticket out, we're gonna scan you. And stuff you're not supposed to bring in, walk you through that scanner, scan your ticket, and then if you're planning on having an adult beverage out there, we're going to band you right there. And then once you're in, you're in.
Oh, cool.
So, but then you've also got, we expanded the number of vending areas that we have out there for. We got a lot of complaints last year about the long lines at the beer stands, and so we added three new locations for that. One is underneath the grandstand by the pavilion, then there'll be two new additional spots on the arena floor.
Oh, cool.
Where people can get an adult beverage as well, plus the vending area that we built back on the west side is a much more efficient operation to move people through that line.
Yeah.
So we spent a lot of time on that this year. I'm anxious to see it work.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So encourage folks, come on out, have a grand old time, celebrate responsibly, obviously. We will have security out there along with local law enforcement, some of which are in uniform, some of which are not.
Some of which are not. And it is, you know, come early. It's, you know, don't wait for 6:45 to come out to a 7 o'clock show, because you're going to encounter lines. The posse will be ready to park you starting at, I think, 4 o'clock.
Oh, cool.
Gates open at 5. All the vendors will be open. So make sure you get out there plenty early if you want to see the show, because it's going to be it'll be busy both nights. Both nights will be busy.
And words do not do it justice. You just need to come see these crews for yourself.
Yep. Absolutely.
Well, David, as always, we appreciate the time, appreciate the great work that you and the Nebraska Land Days Committee and all these other volunteers, including the Rodeo Committee, Cody Calvary, and everybody else do to make this event possible and the big economic boost that comes along with it for the area.
All right. It's our pleasure.